Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are continuing our discussion of Perek Lamed Aleph, Chapter 31, and going to focus this morning on only one pasuk, which really, I think, highlights the theme of the Perek in general. If you recall, last week we discussed that the theme of the Perek seems to be that even though mankind may abandon somebody, in this case David HaMelech, maybe fleeing from Sheol or other challenges, nevertheless, Hashem always has his back and is his protector and gives him the strength that he needs to be able to move forward. Okay, with that in mind, a pasuk which may seem familiar to many of us, which is said often if you say the full Kriya Shema Lamita, B'yadcha Afkid Ruchi, pasuk Vav, the sixth pasuk, in your hands I entrust my Ruach, which will loosely translate as Neshama, my soul, even though the English may say that, even though it could be that some point out the Olas Tamid and the Siddur points out that there's Ruach, Neshama, and Nefesh. Maybe the word Ruach is chosen specifically here as opposed to Neshama, but let's translate the word as soul for now. So in your hands I entrusted my soul, Padisa Osi Hashem, you have redeemed me, Elemes, the Almighty of Truth. Okay. So the pasuk actually makes a lot of sense in terms of saying it before you go to sleep, because we're expressing the idea that we have entrusted our soul to you. And when do we do that? We go to sleep. We give our soul to Hashem, gives it back in the morning. We say Moda'ani, and that's a well-known idea that often is repeated. On a basic level, Rashi says that he interprets the pasuk that maybe the expression here of David HaMelech is, why do I give my soul to Hashem? Why would somebody be willing to entrust their soul to Hashem? So Rashi says the question is answered by the pasuk itself. Why? Patiso si Hashem, because you've always come through, you redeem me. And therefore, as an expression of my trust, because you've redeemed me, therefore I trust you and give you my soul. That's the cause and effect, according to Rashi. Rav Hirsch actually says the opposite, which is fascinating. Rav Hirsch says it's really a different expression, the opposite expression, in fact. That David here expresses the idea that he gives his soul to Hashem with the understanding that if Hashem wouldn't redeem him from all the things which may hold him back, then it wouldn't be productive or valuable to do so. In other words, it's only because Padisa Osi Hashem that it works. What's the point of giving you my soul if I'm still going to have all the inhibitions, all the things holding me back? So it's really saying to Hashem, I need you to act first, and then I will act, give you my soul. But it's not like Rashi says that I'm only giving it to you because you do this for me. Rather, it's saying that I do this to you, I give you my soul, because I understand that if I do so, you will do this and remove the stumbling blocks in front of me and allow me to be productive after giving you my soul. That's just a nuance in terms of whether the cause and effect is one way or the other way. That's Rashi versus the Hirsch. But I want to focus this morning on a fascinating Gemara in Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, 4b to Hey Amud Aleph, 5a, which is well known in terms of Kriya Shema al Hamita. Says the Gemara in Brachos, Amr Bishua ben Levi, Afa Pisha Kara Adam Kriya Shema Vitaknesses, even though a person has already said Shema in Shul at Marav at night, Mitzvah Grosso al Mitasa, they still repeat it when they get home before they go to sleep on their bed. Amr Biyosi, Mikra, what's the Pasuk? Rigzuva al Tehto, Imblavalchem, Amishkavchem, Vidomuzela. The words Amishkavchem indicate that they should be repeated Amishkavchem on your bed. Amr of Nachman, im tam lechacham hu, in tzarech. However, says the Gemara, well known, if a person is a tam lechacham, a Torah scholar, they need not repeat Shema al Hamita when they go to sleep. And yet, Abayi tells us, Amr Abayi, af tam lechacham mi bayali lemi mar chal psukah derachmi. Even the tam lechacham, they may not need to say the entire process of Kriya Shema, and what that includes in halacha is not really for now to discuss, whether it's the bracha ma'apil, the Shema, or just the bracha, not Shema. But at the very least, Abayi says, even the Torah scholar who we're exempting from saying Kriya Shema, because the pasuk indicates it's really said for preventing sin, and since the person is so steeped in Torah, they may not need that extra protection. But the Gemara says, what's the one pasuk, an example of rachami, mercy, that somebody should say as their one pasuk symbolizing Kriyas Shema L'Amidah? What's the one pasuk? And apparently it's our pasuk. Kigon biyadcha afkid ruchi padisa osi Hashem el emes. So the Gemara quotes our pasuk as the source for what should be said, the only pasuk that should be said before you go to sleep. Now there is a discussion in the Achronim. Rav Yosef Engel, Gilin HaShast, writes that it doesn't mean dafka this pasuk, it just means kagon, like a similar pasuk. Anything with rachamim in it, anything with an expression of dependency, also could be said. This is the one example the Gemara gave. But you should know the Bahag in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph writes that in fact it is specifically this pasuk that should be said. And that the debate really is about the word kagon, whether or not kagon means, you know, like this one or others, or it means specifically. Not for now, it's also a nuance. But what I want to really focus on for a few moments is, if in fact we're following the Bahag, and the Gemara seems to indicate that this is the one pasuk that represents the best thing to say before going to sleep, and again, the pasuk really does capture the essence of the entire chapter here, Perek Lamed Aleph, the idea of giving our soul, trusting in Hashem, because He always comes through, has our back, and redeems us. So what's special about this pasuk? You know, what's deeper under the surface about this pasuk? So I want to share a beautiful thought from the Arizal and two Hasidic Svarim, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, and on Parshas Lech Lecha, with Chaim of Chernikov, and Mor HaShemesh, and Parshas Toldos, also focus very much on this idea of the Arizal, and they take it up a notch. They really give it a lot of layers of meaning as well. And they point out that the word Be'er, a word that's used quite often, especially in Sefer Bereishis, the Avos, and all of the Imahus, and so many characters in Bereishis, spent a lot of time by wells, a lot of time by wells and water. And that's spoken about by many of the commentaries, why exactly that is. But it's a fascinating discussion, but not for now. But they point out, the Arizal says the word Be'er is an acronym, B'yadcha Afkid Ruchi. B'yadcha Afkid Ruchi, that's the word Be'er. Now, why is that significant? Our Avos continually dug wells. They continue to dig wells. What does it mean to dig a well? So the idea of the Arizal is, why is Be'er an abbreviation for B'yadcha Afkid Ruchi? Because the idea is that they weren't just digging wells in terms of water and in terms of other things the commentaries focus on. Digging wells was a symbol of trust, Amuna b'Hashem. It was a trust of digging deep within themselves to give and entrust their lives and their future to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they dug the Be'er, it was really in the mindset of B'yadcha Afkid Ruchi, that I'm making a symbol, and that's why you find the same Be'eros, the same wells that Avraham dug, Yitzchak dug. It was the same Mesorah, that it wasn't just about the well, it was about the expression of what it meant, that I'm entrusting my entire essence, my entire life, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God. And that's what the Arizal is trying to express to us, and that's what these Hasidic Svarim really focus on, and that's why all of Sefer Bereishis seems to revolve around a well. With that idea, it's really B'yadcha Afkid Ruchi. It's very powerful, very beautiful, something to think about, and certainly can develop it a lot more than in just 10 minutes. But that's the idea of this pasuk, and that's really the essence of this chapter. We'll continue Mirat Hashem next week with the next part, or actually could be the last part of the chapter. Wishing all of you a warm, wonderful, and meaningful day, and speak to you, God willing, next week.